I'll make it short because we can make our whole evening short. And if you choose, we can skip break and just go out there and finish our evening off drinking coffee or whatever you choose. But at July 4th. And I didn't want to call it off because you don't know who's going to come here. If it's like Clash, you have a chance to call it off, you know. But so I hope, I'm thankful that you took the time to come out on your 4th of July, everybody. But Old Glory will be displayed more prominently, even on our front porches, and we'll head parades that'll march up and down our streets, and Old Glory will be saluted on every hand. Many will go to the park, and many will play ball to fight the heat, and many will go swimming, and there'll be much eating, perhaps too much. Hands will shake, faces will smile, children will have fun. You know, sometimes we don't think about what the day is really about. We just think about, oh, I don't have to go to work today. I don't have to do anything today except sleep late and, you know, and we forget what the day is really about. I looked and I don't think I saw near as many flags flying this time as I have other times. Does anybody want to agree with me or not? I was disappointed. Well, anyhow, what makes us a strong nation? Genesis 1:26 says that God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have domination over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So we are supposed to be tending this garden down here. And I think 4th of July kind of reminds us of that, that we should be taking care of our country. As seen from the above passage, man was created and designed by a wise creator to rule over creation, not to be held in any form of bondage. And unquestionably, among all races and nations, there are various degrees of talent, but equality gives each the right to develop his own endowment. Hugh Black has forcefully stated that America must not fail on the proposition of equal opportunity. He said, "Faith in the people rests on the belief, in spite of ignorance and folly and mob passion and all the rest of the indictment known, we know so well that the average man is honest and fair and wants to do right." I do not see how you can be a real American on any other basis. We make an appeal too often to the baser side of man, to prejudice and self-interest. To the better side of a man is the stronger side. If we would believe in it seriously and apply the faith unflinchingly, we should all be stood out there saying, "I don't want America today." It's just getting, instead of growling and pulling out all the negatives, we should be out there building up the positives and the good things about this. Why is it that so many people want to get to this country? Because it is one of the better countries, not maybe the best, but one of the better countries, and so people want to come here. And it'd be nice if we could point out to ourselves, as well as other people, the greatness of America. My ancestors fought and died for it. Revolutionary War all the way down. They were here, you know, to open up some of the very initial farms on the earth, or in America, I mean. And I should be doing more. Everyone should be doing more. Everybody can do something more. Can at least say something nice about America once a day. That's not too hard. America's a great political adventure dedicated to the incredible proposition that men are born equal. Know all the criticism of that in fact and logic, but if America fails here, she fails entirely. You know, sometimes I think that we believe that we are here to be waited on. We forget that we came to the earth to serve. And not just to serve the cattle and you know, and the crows in the field, but people to serve each other. That's one reason you want to go into to be a hospice minister, is because you want to serve. And that's one way of serving. Julio coming in here saying, "Okay, Millie," you know, he walks in the door with, "What can I do to help you?" We didn't have a whole list of people here to work healing stool. What did Lindy do? Well, she wasn't crazy about climbing those steps, but she did it. And I may be mistaken, but I think she's feeling pretty darn good right now. She got up there and worked for God with those healing stools. You know, there's always things that we can do. And when I went to stand up out there in the carriage house, Kevin gave me his hand to pull me up. That was no great effort for him, but how big a help that was for me sitting low on that couch. So it's not like you have to get out and build roads or, you know, or tunnels to the moon, but there are things that every one of us could do. I was not raised in a church, but my dad was a Democrat. And he'd get out every time he could, and he would rave about whoever was running. He'd get out there and get mixed into it, even though he was a farmer. And I don't know what he knew about it. But so before election time, all these political people that never spoke to us any other time would be out there. Hi, Ace. Oh, the little girl, you know, all cute there. And they were, oh, otherwise we never heard from them. But my dad was so loved by the mountain people, and he was so loved by the churches around there, because he'd go in and sing Mother's Day songs and all sorts of hallelujah songs that he'd go in there and sing. Only time he went to church was when he was invited to sing. And then he'd go in there and hoop it up, and most times take myself and my brother and have us stand there and sing with him. If you be careful where you take me to, anything for Jesus, only let me do. And then, of course, I've already told everybody that he had me singing for, and my brother singing for Franklin Roosevelt. Does everybody hear my story on that?
No.
I was only like about three, I don't know. What year did Roosevelt go in? You'll know how old I was, because I was born in 1930.
Yeah,
32? Well, when Franklin Roosevelt was going in, my dad, being a Democrat, he went through the lines. Here we are down there entertaining in Washington, D.C. We got, I'm going to choke Hollis up when I talk about this. She's so proud of me, aren't you, Hollis? She goes, no, I heard that before. Oh, I'm so sorry, Hollis.
She's had
that cold, leftover. Just leftover. But anyhow, they wrote us up as the youngest politicians for Franklin Roosevelt in the Washington paper. And I have the pictures that I gave to my daughter, so she'll keep them forever because they're so important, right? Well, anyhow, but other than that, politics to me has been over my head. And, of course, I'm not a Democrat anymore. I don't think I'm anything anymore. I think I just try to keep myself open because I hear stories from one person. They tell me this, and I'm believing them. Then they tell me something else, and I'm believing them. Politics is so complicated, and you don't know what to believe. But spirituality is plain and simple. It is not complicated. There is nothing complicated about spirituality. It's love, and that's it. We had a tremendous emblem that came down, and all we have to do is follow the emblem that was left as a pattern on this earth plane, left here by Jesus Christ. And he made it all so easy. All you do is love each other. Now, is there anything easier to do than that? Not love each other is hard, because that can send you into, quote, that sends you into what's called hell. Because if you give out a nasty thought because you don't love somebody, and it comes back to you heaped up and running over, it doesn't feel so good, does it? Does it? Has anybody ever tried it? No, we've never tried it. How would we know, huh? I didn't see any head shakes on that one. Well, the thing is, it's all written so plain that as you give, you receive. And so we need to be really sending out lots of good thoughts to this country we call America so that it can prosper and continue to prosper. The people that started and first put their foot on this land were so excited they found it. They were so excited. They had nothing. They didn't have running water. They didn't have flushable toilets. They didn't have telephones. But they were so excited. They were so happy that they found this wonderful country that had not been disturbed by mankind's thinking. And they built it into this country that we get to enjoy if we don't tear it down. And I'm talking to myself, because boy, I can get in here and say, what are they going to do now? What? And I can get into it, and I have to keep out of it because I don't know enough. But I want to speak for just about everybody. I'd like to say everybody here, and perhaps everybody on this earth, in America, that is. we don't know enough. I guess the one thing that I do care to state here is if you think that you can handle office that big, you shouldn't. We shouldn't vote for anybody that wants it, because that means they don't know how little they know. So I don't know what we're going to do about that. I'll leave that up to the rest of you, because I don't have another 35, 40 years and I can leave. But just think about that, everybody. This country is fantastic. It is so great that people want to come here. And God has blessed it, because the men that we had in there running the government, running our country, when it was first starting, when it was just a baby, they put God into everything they wrote. Every paper they signed had God in it. God is love. But now you don't hear and see it quite so much, do you? In the big speeches that you hear from the government, you don't hear it quite as much. Now, I can look for those things, but I can't look for what's right and who should be in there. I just can't function that way any more than I could get out and rip a car apart and put it back together again. But I do have people that I trust their thinking. And I'll email and say, what do you think of this? What do you think? What do you think? And I appreciate that. But I'm still very confused. And I believe that it comes from the idea that people don't appreciate what we have. I think we don't appreciate what we have. Have you ever thought about it? You'd like to say, yes, you appreciate what you have. When anybody tells me that, I'll say, oh, do you really?
Well, we think about it.
Uh-huh, good. That's perfect. That's the beginning. But, you know, if I had to go back and not have the telephone, now I wouldn't even want to go back to the time when we didn't have the cell phone. But I go back to the time we didn't have flushable toilets. Oh, I don't want to go back to that. Can I be thankful that I don't have to go back to that?
Yes.
Now, if each one of you would take a little time, I believe that you could go back and think of something that you could be thankful for that you don't have to be back into. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so wouldn't it be nice if we do that once in a while and do it in a prayerful way so that we could thank God for what we have, so that we could be a little nicer to our country, to our town, to San Diego, California, America. Well, I'm going to try to get us out here early tonight, so I'm going to stop after that 15 minutes, but I haven't burdened you with one of my ditties for a long time, but when I first was, God was trying to encourage me to talk from my heart, the angel started giving me ditties, not poetry by any means, or I'd be wealthy by now because I could have been on the big, but I'd be down there with some of the big names. No, they're just ditties. But they would give me a ditty, and that would be what they wanted me to talk about. Well, this is an old one, but America. A is for the anchor that it throws to all of us. M is for the many who on its protection they must trust. E is for the enlightenment of the man who wrote the creed. R is for the religion. Yes, we can worship because we're freed. I is for the I am that God's self within each man. C is for the caring as we reach from hand to hand. And A is for the always awareness that we need to hold and save and nurture a country that grew from a little seed. That was planted long ago by a divine designer, a supreme intelligence of God the planner. It surely had to be wisdom sent down to man, because imagine you with a pen in hand writing down by word the Constitution for a business or even a small institution. Would you have thought to put in God we trust on your calling card, a card that must travel all throughout the world to enhance the trade, to help us buy what we need or sell what we've made, and we came along generations later and reap all the rewards that seem upon us to heap? while we're speaking right out and complaining a lot without being thankful and giving a thought to the men long ago who weathered life's storm to set up America long before we were born. We really don't know what it's like to be tied by rules and jurisdiction till we die down inside, afraid to speak up though you have a need, or feeling so hopeless and know you'll never be freed. Yes, we're so blessed by a country we live in, and give thanks to us, to such as Columbus, Lincoln, and also John Glenn, who explored the past, present, and even the future lands, and think we're even free to make those plans. We're not done yet. So now let's think, what can we do for this country so fine to make it look better, spit, polish, and shine? Yes, that takes the physical energy, and we can give it, and we can also send love in a care package, get to the president and leaders of all the lands, of their hearts feel so light and in tune like the bands. Yes, we love you, America, the home of the free, and we're glad to be a member of your great family. Yes, I love this country. I love this country, and a lot of it was, again, taught to me by my parents. But Lindy looks up things on the computer, and I find that very interesting, so I decided to do that. And you know what I found? Ten surprising, I'll give these to you because I know you'll want them. Ten surprising July 4th facts that you probably don't know. The 4th of July was officially declared a national holiday. It was not officially declared a national holiday until 1941. Wow. I'd have been 11 years old. Not all members of the Continental Congress were in favor of making the Declaration of Independence official, but those that were, diehards. Apparently one man rode 80 miles to Philadelphia on horseback to break a tie in support of our nation's freedom.
Cecil Rodney.
That'd be a long time. That'd be long in those days, wouldn't it?
Cecil Rodney was his name, Millie. He's on the Delaware Quarter.
Really?
Yeah.
You're ahead of me on these, huh, young lady?
Carry on.
Sorry, go ahead.
There is a 1 in 4 chance that one of the hot dogs or sausages you consume this week originated in Iowa. There were approximately 2.5 million people living in the United States on July 4th, 1776. Today, there's roughly 309.6 million. Just a little bit of an increase, huh? The first real 4th of July party was held in the White House in 1801. You need to remember that one. Technically, Independence Day should be August 2nd, 1776. That's when a majority of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, 50 of the 56 to be exact, put their pen to the paper.
August what?
August 2nd.
Oh, I thought maybe it was James' birthday.
It's my daddy's birthday.
Were you there, Janie? I didn't see you there, honey. 1776. I don't remember you there. 68.3 million cases of beer are sold on Independence Day around the country. 68.3 million cases of beer. Unfortunately, the 4th of July ranks as the deadliest holiday of the year, and I can't help but wonder if number 8 had anything to do with it, the beer. Ay, ay, ay. 11 places in the United States have the word independence in their name. The most popular one with more than 116,000 people is Independence, Missouri. That's where Truman came from, right?
Right.
That's kind of interesting, too, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's the facts. Oh, dear. See, I followed. Would you like to have this in case you don't find it on your computer?
I'd love to.
I bet she'd love to have this. Would you please give this to Lindy because I know she wants it.
Okay.
Thank you, Millie.
You're so welcome, honey. Oh, I love our Lindy and her talks.